The chief executive officer of Malaysian Airlines says the firm will become an entirely new company. Christoph Mueller, who took the helm in May, said earlier this month that the airline was technically bankrupt and announced a restructuring plan involving 6,000 job cuts. Mr. Mueller said the airline expected no further bad news and it is working to become more efficient in order to cut costs further. He also said frequent flyer miles, as well as any tickets sold by the old Malaysian Airlines, will be honoured by the new company. One of the world's largest banks, HSBC, is planning to cut almost 25,000 jobs worldwide as part of a major cost-cutting exercise. The job cuts mean that roughly 10% of HSBC's global workforce will go. Overall, the bank will push through annual savings of up to $6.5 billion by the end of 2017. Half of the job cuts will come from selling businesses in Brazil and Turkey, with HSBC's chief executive saying the bank is instead targeting growth in Asia. To the global financial markets, and Wall Street ended modestly lower overnight. The Dow was down 3 points. The Nasdaq ended 0.2% lower, while the S&P 500 snapped 3 days of losses, rising slightly. In London, the FTSE continued its losing streak, closing down 0.5%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $60 a barrel. Tapis crude is at $66 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,176 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 77 US cents, 68 euro cents and 50 pence sterling.